2004 may go down in history as the year of the blog. Anyone with a computer, internet access, and an opinion can start a weblog. Bloggers were special guests at the Democratic National Convention in Boston, and bloggers were the first to spot the typographical discrepancies in the document CBS used for their report on President Bush's Texas Air National Guard service. It's hard to make any sweeping generalizations about bloggers. They cover a wide spectrum from the far right to the far left and everything in between. Some are big-name journalists. Others are phantom entities who simply post links and alter photos. In today's edition of the New York Times Magazine, journalist Matthew Clam examines the role of political bloggers and their influence in the presidential election. Matt is in the studio with us. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
How should bloggers be regarded? Are they journalists? Are they commentators? Or are they something else entirely?
Tom Schaller, who runs a website called Gadflyer, said, you know, if journalists are writing the notes to history, then bloggers are writing the footnotes. I mean, one of the things that they've been doing that's really interesting this past season is giving nuance is a fancy word, but they've been giving some depth to the news, like the fact that there are these blogs coming out of Baghdad that are giving nuance to what we really can't see here, even though we're reading the news, people on the ground over there writing about what's happening in the city.
Are some blogs, when we talk about politically, are some blogs more credible than others?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And there are lots of different kinds of blogs. And, you know, there are sort of two strains of bloggers right now. One comes out of the nationally known journalist types like Andrew Sullivan, Mickey Kouse, Josh Marshall. All these guys had a reputation before they started blogging. And then there's this other group. Some of them are economics professors or criminal lawyers, or they're just techies who are really comfortable with the technology and they're good at researching.
Hmm. It seems that in some of the bloggers that you profiled, there seemed to be this desire to be validated or to be accepted by traditional journalists. Is that important to most of them?
They really do want validation. They also want not to be part of the establishment, and I think that's one of the things that you see, you know, the iconoclastic type of person who's attracted to blogging. They really don't want to be part of an institution or a bureaucracy.
How much power does a blogger have in this presidential election?
I think it sort of remains to be seen, but you're seeing a lot of people who have been drawn into this election for the first time, especially sort of via the Dean phenomenon, a lot of people from the left, you know, who are really politically active and are excited about politics. And, you know, your question has to do with whether there is a swing voter out there still who hasn't made their decision. And if there is one and they're reading blogs, they're definitely getting some added depth to the issues.
Why do you think political blogs are more evident in this election than in 2000? I mean, what's changed?
Well, the technology certainly got cheaper. There was a time when, and one of the guys who I wrote about, Marcos Melitzis of Daily Kos, he wrote a blog about Hispanic Latino issues in the mid-90s, and he hand-coded every post. He was out there doing this stuff in HTML, and it took him hours to write a few paragraphs. So now, you know, you can, for almost no money, get on, download the software, and be blogging in a matter of minutes. So it's definitely that accessibility aspect.
So what about some of these bloggers like the Wonkette or Marshall or some of the more left-wing blogs? What happens if John Kerry wins the election? I mean, what are they going to write about then?
I think it's going to be terrible for them if John Kerry wins the election. I think it's been really good business for them that they've had such a bunch of great characters. I don't know what's going to happen. I think the Wonkette will always have material, partly because even though she makes fun of people in Washington, she really worships power and Washington people, and she has a great affection through her sort of sexy, raunchy commentary for people in power, and there'll always be plenty of that in Washington.
Matthew Clam's story on bloggers appears in today's New York Times Magazine. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.